We're doing the next lamentation. Hacharishu mimeni v'adabera. The people of Israel say, be quiet. Let me talk. I want to tell you what happened to me. And he's describing the destruction of a community. And we don't know exactly which community this was, because there were so many communities that were murdered in pogroms and in the crusades. And so this lamentation we have on tradition, we're not sure which period of Jewish history it's describing, which community. Be silent for me so I can talk. V'avor alai ma. Now here they in Art Scroll translate, let whatever may befall me. And it's, I think the message he's trying to say is, I'm going to talk because I have to talk, and whatever will happen, I'm going to have to say my piece. Hamas ezak, I call out over the violence, vishod, in the pillage. I call out lecha shochen shamayma, to you who dwells in the heavens. Hetzikat niruchi velo echol edoma. I can't be silent. My spirit pressures me. Kayoleda efe. So I yell out like a woman who's giving birth. Eshaf. Veshoma, I'm going to pant and gasp. Mispid mare se, I will make a bitter eulogy. Vakonen binima, and I lament as I woan. Divrei shagotai yitechu kayama, as I roar, it should pour down like the sea. Sifdi aladati, I will lament, I will eulogize my congregation. Asher nitena leshama, that was given to desolation. Arid besichi vahima, vekol nehi arima, which is the repeating stanza. This is the repeating line. What do they call that? The line that keeps repeating itself?
Alliteration.
Oh. Okay. I will lament as I speak and I shall moan. I'll raise the sound of lament. I don't remember what it's called.
Alliteration?
No, in a song. And it keeps repeating the line that repeats all the time.
Something with an R. I don't remember. Okay. Ech shavat masos vav simcha. How has joy been ceased? Has joy has ceased, and happiness has darkened. Kol panim parur, every face has turned black like a pot. V'chol rosh kocha, and every head is shaved. Kol zakan gdu'a, every beard has been pulled out. V'al kol lev anacha, and every heart is sighing. Me'az nitorer goy az doresh shucha. Since this nation who is so brazen has aroused in its attempt to throw us into the pit. Sila abirai, he has trampled my great warriors. Hogei oz miftecha, those who would study our strength, our Torah. Betulotai v'chorai nasach bin sicha, my young men, my young women, he is trampled with devastation. Berosh kol chutzot nivlatan kasucha, he hangs up their corpses like refuse all around the marketplaces. Olalai v'tapai, my children and my babes, nechshavu ketzon tivcha, in this nation's eyes are like sheep for slaughter. Eilila al zot, I weep over this, v'dimati alecha, my tears wet my cheek. Asfu elayt v'yetzon nidacha, gather around me, you suffering lost sheep. L'arbot abechi u'larim tzvacha, to amass our cries and to raise our wail. Heililu shamayim, call out to heaven, v'zaki adama, let the earth shout out. Arid besichi vahima v'kol nehi arima. I weep as I turn down and sigh, and I raise my voice in crying. Erelim tzu v'tzaku mara, angels, get out, call out in bitterness. Sefot tamru, heagdu b'chavura, gather as you make a great eulogy. Kol kachola tzara kemavkira itonenu aladat sefzura, call out like an ill woman, call out as though you're giving birth. Weep over this nation that's been scattered, over the decree that's been upon us, as we gather and we are prepared to sanctify God's name. Ve'ish et achiv chizku be'ezra, the people were gathered into the town square, and they were told, will you convert or die? And the people gathered, and each one said to the other one, don't give in. A whole community is gathered into the square. Their non-Jewish neighbors are watching. The crusaders are there and saying, convert or die. And the whispers start going in the crowd and they say, don't give in. Don't break. Leidavek b'yirat Torah. Each one strengthened the other to cling in pure or of heaven, b'likaron avodah zarah, not to bow to idol worship. V'lochasu gever ugvira, man or woman wouldn't show weakness. Al banim tzfirat tifara, they wouldn't show their compassion for their children, even though they were their glory. Avol azru gvura yeterah, on the contrary, they showed tremendous might. La'alom rosh v'likrotz shedra, as their heads were smashed and their spines were severed, and they said to their oppressors, "Lo zachinu legadelchem laTorah." I'm sorry, they said to their children, "We did not merit to raise you for Torah. If we did not merit to raise you for Torah, nakrivchem kolam v'aktara, then we're going to offer our lives with yours, and may God view it as a sacrifice. V'nizkei machem leoratz v'namen kol v'aluma. We will merit together, children and us, to see the great light that's hidden from everyone." So the parents tell their children, "We're not giving in, and we know we're all about to be killed. And if we couldn't raise you for Torah, then at least we're ending our lives together for the right reason." And then the old and the young agreed that they will accept what God has decreed upon them with love. Be it the old or the youth, those that were fresh, they were judged first. And they walked up standing with their faces brazen. And they were murdered in mass. And the enemy murdered them till there was a heap of people, and their fats were mixed with their feces, their wastes. Ve'avot asher yu chmanim nefchu la'achzar kayeinim. And then the fathers, who were always merciful, suddenly appeared cruel. Ve'efisu alavot ve'albanim, u'mishagoral ala lo rishon, u'nishchat b'chalafot ve'sakinim. They started drawing casts over parents and children. Who's going to be killed first? And so they drew the blades, which were ordinarily used to slaughter animals, and they started slaughtering father, children, one after another, whoever's lot came out. And even young children who were brought up with the finest clothing were suddenly licking the dust like snakes. And even brides who were still dressed in their beautiful gowns, they were still in their arms of their grooms, were butchered, slit open with the swords and spears of the enemy. Zichuzot kehal adat nevonim. Remember this, the congregation of wise. Val techashum arbot kinim. So don't be silent from saying many lamentations. Vaspidu al chasidim vagonim. Eulogize these pious people, asher tzalelu b'mayim hazeidonim, who sank in these treacherous waters of the enemy. The word zeidon, zeid, is a code in Tanakh for Edom, for Esav. Lezecher zot nafshi aguma, over this my soul is weeping. Arid b'sichi v'ahima, I lament, I sigh, v'kol nehi arima, I raise the sound of lamentations. And here comes one of the most famous lines of the lamentations in this lamentation. This line, Torah, Torah, chigri sak. The author calls out to the Torah and says, Torah, Torah, girdle yourself in sackcloth. Hitpaleshi ba'farim. Torah, roll yourself over in the ashes. Evel yachid asilach umispet tamurim. Say a mourning as though it was your only son that was killed. Give the most bitter eulogy. Al tofesei meshotayich uforosei machmorim. Those sailors who would always draw your mast and guide the people in the seas. Malachayich vechovelayich b'mayim adirim. These sailors who would go through the tremendous waters of Talmud, those who would arrange and clarify the most complicated issues, they'd reveal the secrets of Torah, who is left to carve through the mountains, who will figure out the answers, who will figure out the contradictions, who's going to understand the laws of vows, the laws of nazir, when a person takes a vow to withhold from drinking wine. Who will fight your wars, Torah? And so the conclusion of the lamentation is about how the people had a job in this world. And so we turn to the Torah and say, cry on our behalf, pray on our behalf as we weep over our destruction.